What is, have you ever heard a person call another person a pack of wood? Just a bird.
Just a bird.
Okay. And an animal that can smell real bad if it wants to.
Skunk. Polecat.
Same thing?
Same thing.
Okay. What about a general word for animals that are bad about getting in your hen roost and killing your chickens?
Possum. Weasel.
Do you have one word that would cover out all those animals together? Like you might say, I'm going to get my shotgun and take care of those.
Varmints.
Yeah. That's a common word. People would know what you're talking about.
Right.
Okay. And these are bushy-tailed animals that run around in treetops.
Oh, squirrels.
Don't like them?
Aggravating these things.
Do you have different kinds around here?
We have a fox squirrel and a cat squirrel.
Fox
squirrel's bigger than the cat squirrel.
Do people ever use the word gray squirrel?
Gray squirrel.
Uh-huh. Is that just cat squirrel?
Cat squirrel. Okay. What about something that's similar to a squirrel, but he's smaller and has kind of a short, stubby tail? Stays on the ground mostly.
Rabbit.
A rabbit.
This is a little different from a rabbit. Doesn't have the long ears, but he is a rodent.
I don't know.
I was thinking about... Y'all might not have them. Chipmunks or ground squirrels?
We don't have them here. We have a flying squirrel here.
Yeah. All right. If people around here were going fishing, what sort of freshwater fish would they catch?
Bass, stump knockers, warmouth perch,
catfish,
bluegill, brim,
jackfish.
What's a stump knocker?
Stays around stumps. He's a looks like he's a perch, but he looks like he's dark. Like a he's a brim family.
Can he eat?
Sure, they're good to eat.
You like fish?
I do. yes.
The people around here, bass and trout, is there a difference to you?
Not to me.
Trout. Bass is correct.
You hear bass around here mostly?
Mostly bass, man.
Yeah.
When I was a kid it was trout.
What kind of seafood do you like to eat?
Just fish. I don't like shrimp or oysters or anything like that.
Okay. This is an animal that you hear around ponds making a croaking noise.
Bullfrog. Spring frog.
What's the difference?
Bullfrog is the big one. Spring frog is the little one. They make a different sound.
Have you ever heard any stories associated with spring frogs?
No.
Like they come out after big rain or something?
Oh, they
like
do.
That?
Yeah, they come out after the rain. Bullfrogs do too.
You ever heard people say that it actually rains those spring frogs?
Yes, I've heard that.
The sky?
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay. What about a frog that stays on land mostly?
That's a toad.
Okay. And something that you would dig up to use for bait when you're fishing?
Worms.
Any special
wigglers
types?
And you can grunt worms too. Did you know that?
Grunt?
You can grunt worms. Take a stick and drive it in the ground and take an axe and...
Yeah.
Wrong.
I'd call that fiddling worms. Right.
That's what we call grunting worms.
Grunting worms. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good. All right. An animal that has a hard shell and can pull his head in and his
leg. A turtle or a gopher.
Yeah. You know, that word gopher has a... I was talking about words in certain regions. In other parts of the country, that would suggest just a rodent.
Out in Texas, I believe they call them...
Pocketbull.
Yeah.
What about, you're talking about turtle and gopher, one that stays around water, that would be a...
No, a gopher's a highland.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Do you have another word for the turtle that stays in water?
Just a turtle,
just
I guess.
A turtle.
Soft shell, and then there's a hard shell turtle that stays in water, too.
You ever heard of a loggerhead?
I catch them when I go fishing.
He would be a...
Turtle.
Or the word I used was...
Gopher.
Loggerhead,
yeah.
Okay, but he would be in water.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. This is a little animal that you would find in fresh water. Looks kind of like a little lobster. Got claws.
Crawfish.
Okay. You ever call it crawdad? Or is it crawfish around
here? Crawfish is what we call them.
We call them crawfish or